Title: Gluon Amen Style Bass Wobble for Heavyweight Sub Impact in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build one of the most important feels like a record techniques in rolling drum and bass and jungle. An Amen Style Wobble bass that isn't just modulating randomly, but is actually arrangement aware, meaning it breathes with the Amen, it hits where the break hits, it clears out when the break gets busy, and it stays absolutely enormous in the sub without turning your low end into soup. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices, and the main theme is automation, macro automation, micro automation, and the kind of timing tweaks that make the bass feel glued to the break instead of floating behind it. First, quick session setups so we're working like it's a real tune. Set your tempo to about 172 BPM. Anywhere in the 170 to 174 pocket is perfect. Drop an Amen break onto an audio track. Make sure it's warped and looping tight for one or two bars. Warp mode. If you want fidelity, try Complex Pro. If you want that crunchy transient vibe, try Beats. Either is fine, but be intentional because your automation will end up playing the break. Once it's looping clean, leave headroom. Don't build your bass while you're already clipping the master. Aim for something like minus 6 dB peak while you're designing. Future you will thank you. Now we build a two-layer bass system, a sub layer that's stable and mono, and a mid-character layer that does the talking, the wobbling, and the grit. Let's start with the sub layer, and here's the rule. Do not wobble your sub too much. Big systems punish that. You want the sub to be a dependable foundation, and you want the movement to live mostly above it. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Oscillator A. Sine is the classic choice. Triangle is also okay if you want a little more harmonic information, but keep it clean. Dial in a simple envelope. Very fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds, so it speaks immediately. Decay somewhere around 300 to 600 milliseconds, depending on how long your notes are. Sustain can be very low, even down to minus infinity if you want it super plucky, or closer to minus 6 dB if you want it to hold. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds to avoid clicks when the note ends. Now add a saturator, very gently. Soft sine or analog clip both work great. Drive just 1 to 3 dB. The whole point is to make the sub read on smaller speakers a bit better and to add density, not to fuzz it out. Level match the output so you're not confusing louder with better. Add EQ 8 if you need it. Don't high pass your sub layer. If it's boxy, a gentle cut around 200 to 350 Hz can clean it up. Then add utility. Make the sub mono. If you've got bass mono, enable it. If not, set width to 0%. This is non-negotiable for the anchor. Set the gain so it sits right with the break, but don't overdo it yet. Cool. Sub is done. Stable. Heavy. Consistent. Now the wobble or character layer. This is where we get nasty, rhythmic, and very automation heavy, but we'll also manage it so it doesn't steal the sub's job. Create a second MIDI track and load Waveeatable. Ask 1. Start with a saw or a gritty Waveeatable. Ask 2. Add a square or another saw, slightly detuned, and keep its level lower so it supports rather than dominates. Add a touch of unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount conservative. We want width and movement, not a giant flangey blur. In Waveeatable's filter, pick a character mode like MS2 or PRD. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6. Set the cutoff somewhere like 120 to 250 Hz as a starting point. We're going to automate it, so the exact number doesn't matter as much as the range you'll sweep through. Now build your wobble chain after the instrument. Here's a solid stock chain. Auto filter for the main movement, saturator for mid-bite, roar if you want extra aggression, EQ8 for cleanup, and utility for width management. On auto filter, choose a low pass 24 dB mode. Keep resonance moderate, like 0.6 to 1.2. If you crank resonance, you get that quacky whistle that fights the snare and makes your mix feel amateur fast. Add drive on auto filter if you want, anywhere from 0 to 6. Saturator next, analog clip is a good default. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB, with soft clip on. Again, level match. If you're always getting excited because it got louder, you're not actually sound designing, you're volume designing. EQ8, high pass this mid layer around 90 to 130 Hz. This is key. We do not want sub-stacking between layers. If there's a nasty ring as you open the filter, you'll often find it around 1 to 3 kHz. So be ready to notch it later, and we might even automate that notch. Utility. This layer can be a bit wider. Try width around 80 to 120%. But remember, everything below roughly 120 Hz should be mono or effectively center. Width belongs higher up. Now the real lesson. gluing the wobble to the amen using automation. We're going to do it at two levels. Macro phrase automation across one or two bars, and micro hit automation that reacts to the actual transients and ghost notes in the break. Twitch to arrangement view because it's the best place to be precise. Loop a two-bar amen phrase. And here's a big coach note. Draw automation against the break's transient grid, not the bar lines. Zoom in. Look at the spikes. Those snare and hat transients are your rulers. On the wobble track, automate auto-filter cutoff. Start by mirroring classic amen energy. At the start of the bar, where the kick hits, keep the cutoff lower so it feels fat and grounded. On snare hits, open the cutoff slightly so the bass speaks through with more bite. On ghost notes and fills, do quick open-close blips, like little syllables. This is where the bass becomes conversational instead of just wub-wub. A good starting range is something like 110 to 180 Hz for closed, and 350 up to maybe 900 Hz for open, depending on the patch. Don't obsess over exact Hz values. You're shaping the attitude and the articulation. And when you draw it, don't default to smooth EDM ramps. In rolling DNB, a lot of wobble is about rhythmic articulation. Sharp breakpoint moves are often correct. If it clicks or sounds zippery, don't soften the whole curve. Add tiny 2 to 10 millisecond ramps right on the corners so it stays aggressive, but not clicky. Now let's add rate switching, because classic rolling bass often changes the subdivision during fills. Eighths into sixteenths, and sometimes a little triplet tension for a moment. You can do this manually by drawing repeated shapes, but if you want repeatable wobble motifs, use Live's LFO device. Drop an LFO and map it to auto-filter cutoff. Then automate the LFO rate. Main groove might be 1/8. Then a faster roll becomes 1/16. And for a brief triplet feel, automate to 1/12 or 1/24 for just a moment, like half a beat, before a snare or a right at the end of a phrase. Also automate LFO amount, and this is the key concept. Let the amen breathe. When the break is busy, back off the bass movement. When there's space between hits, push the movement deeper and wider. That's how you get clarity and heaviness at the same time. Now we glue it with ducking. This is where the bass stops fighting the amen and starts sitting under it like it belongs there. Put a compressor on your bass group or on each layer if you want more control. Sidechain it from the amen track. For tight DNB ducking, try a ratio anywhere from 4 to 1 up to 10 to 1. Fast attack, like 0.1 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds, and you'll tune that release until it rolls with the groove instead of lagging behind it. Adjust threshold until the kick and snare punch through without making your bass disappear. Advanced move, duck the mid layer harder than the sub. The sub can dip a bit, but it shouldn't vanish. If the sub fully collapses every time the snare hits, the whole tune feels smaller. If you want even more control, use a ghost trigger. Make a MIDI track with a short click or an operator blip. Mute its output. Program a pattern that matches the accents you want. Kick, snare, and a few extra ghost dips. Then sidechain the compressor to that ghost track instead of the raw amen. This gives you consistent, repeatable blue even if the amen loop has variation. Now we add one of the most underrated pro techniques, micro-volume automation. Filter wobble can feel like it's floating, but tiny gain moves make it talk like the break. Put a utility at the end of the wobble chain. Automate utility gain in small amounts. On snare moments, maybe lift the mid layer by half a dB to 1.5 dB. On busy ghost note clusters, dip it by 1 to 3 dB so you don't mask the break. These are tiny moves, but they create the illusion that your sound design got better, when really your groove got smarter. Now let's make it performable and easy to arrange, because if your automation looks like a disaster zone, you'll never finish the tune. Group your sub and wobble tracks into a bass group. On the bass group, add an audio effect rack and create macros. Map one macro to a wobble cutoff offset, another to wobble amount, like LFO amount or filter envelope depth, another macro for drive on the mid-layer saturator or roar, another for sub-level, another for duck amount, usually by mapping compressor threshold. Here's the workflow benefit. You keep your detailed wobble pattern intact, but across sections you automate only macro offsets. Breakdown. Lower the cutoff offset. Less drive, less ducking. Drop. More wobble amount. More drive, maybe slightly stronger duck. Second drop. Push it further without redrawing your whole automation language. And a really powerful lift 12 tip. If you find yourself chasing exact cutoff Hz numbers all day, stop. Use scale view for automation values and draw relative shapes that feel right, then fine trim with the macro offset. It saves you from that endless, why does 420 Hz feel different today? Loop, now, timing polish. Sometimes, especially with heavy distortion, oversampling, or look-ahead style processing, your bass can feel late even when the MIDI notes are correct. If it feels behind the amen, nudge the MIDI clip start earlier by 5 to 15 milliseconds, or use track delay with a small negative value on the bass group. Then only fix the most important automation nodes. This is basically automation latency compensation, and it's a huge realism upgrade. Let's talk arrangement, because the amen wobble is a storyline, not a static patch. Try a simple 32-bar drop concept. Bars 1 to 8, main groove, stable wobble, mostly 1/8 motion. Bars 9 to 16, introduce faster answers, like 1/16th bursts in the last two beats of each 4-bar block. Bars 17 to 24, pull back, lower cutoff, lean on the sub more. Contrast makes the next push feel bigger. Bars 25 to 32, push harder, more drive, extra micro dips before snares for impact. Signature move, in the last bar before a switch, open the cutoff wide for one beat, then slam it shut right on the downbeat. That open then choke gesture screams jungle and rolling DNB when it's time to the break.